Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, you are small but mighty. That's what we have today to focus on in today's Word of God. What's more, we heard from the Gospel according to Mark. Now again, this is one of the four Gospel books, so anybody shout out, we got Matthew, we got Mark, what else? Luke, John. Now you know the four Gospels, this is one of them. This is the shortest one, so if you're going to pick up a Gospel book, this is a good one. In the Gospel according to Mark, we hear Jesus telling his disciples to beware the scribes. He says this, "Watch out for these guys who like to devour widows' houses and make long prayers and show off." But then he gives us this other story that a lot of us probably know a little bit more so. It's the story of this poor widow, and she's got nothing left. She's maybe got a small couple coins left, less than a few pennies, and she feels like she wants to give what she has to the Lord. Now, often we use this story as a way of talking about stewardship and how it's good to be supporting of your church. Today, this is a totally different story, so I'm going to put a totally different spin on this. But we hear of the widow's offering. So Jesus is sitting over in the corner with his disciples, and he's pointing out, hey guys, look at this poor widow. That all she has is two small copper coins, which make up. And when she puts in amount of money, she actually is doing more than all these rich guys. That's a good example. Now, for that reason, we get this word called a mite. You guys look ahead on the screen here. Those are the two copper or bronze coins that you see. These were the biblical coins, the smallest coins pretty much ever minted. They were thin like paper, and you could easily lose them. They were minted from the Old Testament right on into the New Testament for a long time, maybe 100 years. So they were pretty wore down. Now, fun fact, if you guys on your way out want to see something like this up close and personal, guess what? I have two over 2,000-year-old coins right there in back for you guys to look. The same coins used by this poor old widow. Now, today it's not just about those coins, what the you see at that little box says LWML. Today we are celebrating the stage of the mite, what we call the Lutheran Women's Missionary League has adopted as a way of fundraising and supporting their missions to care for the world. And so they use these little mite boxes. You might see them out in our front entryway. We're going to hear a little bit more about those later in today's class, but it's not even today. What the story we have before us is what Jesus has to say before and after this account in the gospel. He says, "Beware the scribes who devour widows' houses." And then as Jesus and his disciples are walking out of this temple treasury, the temple church box, one of his disciples comes up to Jesus and he says, "Look, teacher, look at all these fancy, beautiful buildings and just wonderful stone artwork." I bet you that was probably Peter. He likes to do stuff like that, really be eager and excited. And so Jesus is saying to him, probably in a calm way, "Do you see these buildings? Well, guess what? There's not going to be left here one stone upon another." Now, in a way, Jesus is telling him about two things that are going to happen. One, yes, this is a way of saying, at the end of the world, none of the stuff that we see is going to matter in our lives. It's about the inward working of your heart. But more closely, Jesus is saying to his disciples is that it's around 33 AD, and about 40 more years, 70 AD, the Romans are going to come in and wipe out all of the buildings of Jerusalem, including the temple. Quite literally, there won't be any stones left upon another. The temple itself that the widow had just gave all her money toward, it's going to be laid to waste, to nothing. It doesn't matter. It's almost like she gave money to something that will be all for nothing. So how are we going to make sense of that? How are we small but mighty today if we're not talking about money, we're not talking about mites? Well, I think a greater lesson, in addition to a lesson of giving and generosity that we all need to be reminded about, is the lesson about the situation in life that this poor widow in Jesus' lifetime had to live under. It's the situation that the government created, the atmosphere of the time created, that there would be widows poor in the first place. Situation that tells people that you have to be obligated to give everything you have and be poor just to build up glory for another. Now, regardless if they have socialism back then, regardless if they had different political parties back then, the same lesson was true as it is today. It's a lesson of caring for the vulnerable, that only you and I can care for. Last week, if you were here, we celebrated the sanctity of human life. It's a very important topic that we need to keep on our lips and not say what we're against, but what we're for. We're going to support people regardless of their age or abilities. And that's what Jesus is still saying. Let's not talk about the money that she's given, but the reason why she feels like she has to. And how you, disciples, can actually make a greater difference. Now, today, we are small but mighty. The Christian church even is around today, that it survived demons, that it survived the Crusades and Crusades, was because Christians were the only people that actually cared about widows and orphans. And poor, and the sick, the people that nobody wanted to hang around. They opened their homes to them. They maybe didn't write letters, but maybe they did. They didn't write, maybe make phone calls, but maybe they walked to people's homes. They gave them baked goods, maybe. They talked. They had relationships with people that made relationships. And that's the greater lesson I think Jesus is using this widow to help us and his disciples. Yes, you're going to encounter people that walk around like they're big shots, that pretend to be bigger than you and I are. Don't let them be the ones to tell you how to treat one another. Instead, whether you feel like you have a voice or if you're really talented or if you can lead people, you are small, yes, but you are still mighty. The small little gift of the widow proves that. It wasn't about the amount that she gave, but because of her heart, that she was willing to die to support the God that she loved. She probably only survived a couple days after she gave these small little pennies. They're enough to buy maybe a 5-ounce piece of bread, enough to get you through a couple days. Who knows if she survived or not? Maybe one of the disciples decided to bring her into his own home, like John did with the mother of Jesus. We don't know that, but we know what we can do today. We might not have the means. We might be just as poor as the widow at times. But we all have the ability to care. We all have the ability to get on the phone and call somebody, whether or not we could be 6 feet apart. We all have the ability to write cards. We all have the ability to share this life that we preciously get to have, the short time on earth. And that's our mission. That's not how we grow Bethlehem Lutheran Church. It's not about this building, even though it's very important that we still support it. That's why we're here, because it's a great place to be. Without this space, we wouldn't be able to worship in this last year like we did. So it's important to our mites, you might say. But it's what we do outside the church that's just as important. It's what you do in your homes. It's what you do in your schools. It's what you do in your workplaces. That's going to make a bigger difference in life because we are here to transform hearts. You know somebody in your life that maybe has walked away from church. You know somebody that maybe hasn't even been in a church. You know somebody that maybe hasn't even been baptized. You might know a child that's struggling with their identity. You might know somebody that needs God. And guess what? You get to be Jesus for them before they get to know Jesus. And that's how you might feel small, but you are mighty. So remember that, not just the giving of things, but the giving of your hearts today. And how we are disciples of Jesus still in 2021. And we are still Christians, and the world will know us by our love. And that's why the greater influence is that we get to celebrate our missions, like the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, that can bring people and support people in today's day and age. So with that in mind, I have a short little clip for us to just see how important a mission of Christ in our relationships can be just through the LWML and their might boxes. So stay tuned. Following our worship, we'll hear a little bit more about our local LWML chapter, but please pray along with me once more today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for creating us to be your people and putting your mission as a part of our daily life. Help us to see how we can walk and talk along with fellow people on this earth, that we can guide them towards your light and your love. In Jesus we pray. Amen.